004, Thursday night.
Okay, Yud Zayin Amar Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar. Another 10 days, and it's Hashem, the Hebrew Shvius will be out. Yud Zayin Amar Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar, Perek Beis, Shvius. We're starting from the Mishnah. Mishnah Tess, that's in the Vincia edition. It's Mishnah Tess. Halacha Vav is in the more common Vilna edition, which combined them together more. So we explained last week, even though the Oiz V'Hadar went with Vincia, but the halachas they kept the same because they're so often referred to in Svarim that it would just be extremely confusing if they would change that also. Any Sefer Yasi refers to the Maror Makom. They don't use Dapim. They don't even bother with Dapim in Yerushalmi. They always refer to which halacha, but they use the Vilna system in the halachas. So they kept that, but they haven't, if you have the Oiz V'Hadar, they have Mishnah Tess in brackets, because in the Vincia edition, which is the original first printing of Yerushalmi, they really split it up much differently. I mean, they made smaller Mishnahs out of it. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. B'tzelem hasrisim, sterile onions. Sterile onions, so it either refers to a type of onion, that's how the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos learns. It won't grow leaves, even if you leave it in a damp place. That's how the Rambam learns. But the point is, it's a type of onion. Rashi learns also, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says it's a type of onion that just, it's like a midget. It just won't grow that large. So it's a type of onion. Others learn that it doesn't have seeds. In the Mishnayos, you see the Mepharshim learn, it doesn't have seeds. They squeeze the seed. I don't know by Poshim Masaris the seeds, so it grows bigger. Adarabba, they want to have it grow bigger. Agabonim, it's either a type of onion or they do something to the onion that it doesn't produce seeds. So it's called Tzeilem Asrisim. Upul Hamitzri, the how do you say that in the word? What?
Ubiquitous
Pulhamitzri that we've been learning about for the last who knows how long. It only seems like forever, but we've been learning about the Pulhamitzri. So Shemona Mehen Mayim Shloshim Yom Lufnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, if you learned Maseches Rosh Hashanah ever, and you learned Daf Yudalid, and we are familiar already with the din that by Yerek you go Basel Lakita. The year of Yerek is determined by its Lakita. Meaning, if you want to talk about Shemitah, a day after Tzayim Gedalia, when a green pepper appears in the store, you already can ask yourself, when did they pick that green pepper? And if they picked it on Tzayim Gedalia, you won't even be chayshed them for picking it on Rosh Hashanah. But if they picked it on Tzayim Gedalia, that has Kedusha Shvius, right? It's vegetables follow Lakita. In Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that the limud for that, whether it's the year of the Meiser, whether it's last year or this year, might make a difference, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Oni, or 6-7 or 7-8, it makes a difference in Shemitah. It's learned out from a Pasuk, and it's a function of how much water it needs. That's what it's a function of. Vegetables can't subsist on just rainwater. It needs to be watered as well. But it can't just be Seimach on Megishamin. So it's a function of that phenomena, we'll call it. Now, in Rosh Hashanah, there's a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, exactly what the limud is. How that works. Why it follows what watering habit of the Yerek, we'll call it. Exactly what point of the watering habit of the Yerek makes it have the Dinya go Basel Lakita. The Mishnah, but that's clear in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that the Dinya go Basel Lakita by Yerek is a function of its watering habit, we'll call it. So therefore, it follows what the Mishnah says is very logical. B'tzeilem asrisim upul hamitzri shemona mehen mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about its main growth was, let's say, the previous year. And that's the scenario. And you picked it right after Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Mishnah talks. We'll probably talk in the Gemara about other scenarios. Who said, what happened after Rosh Hashanah. But like, make believe he picked it right after Rosh Hashanah. So therefore we talk about, he was Meinei Amayim, he didn't water it for 30 days. The Mishnah says he didn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because that's, it wants to give, right, if you go Basa Lakita, so he picked it after Rosh Hashanah, it's that year's vegetable. That's the year that it's assigned to. It's a seventh year crop, or maybe it's a third year crop. It's a Maiserani thing, right? Not Maiserani. So that's what happened there. He was Menei Amayim Shoshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Misasrin L'Sha'avar. It's last year's crop. You know, it breaks out of the usual rule that by Yerik you go Basel Lakita. He changed its watering habits. He didn't water it for 30 days. For 30 days he didn't treat it like a Yerik. For 30 days he treated it like it subsisted on just Mei Geshamim, or it subsisted on whatever Lachus was in the ground. If in Eretz Yisrael there was no Mei Geshamim for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it subsisted on whatever it subsisted on. So how did it grow if it didn't water it for 30 days? He watered it before 30 days. For 30 days he let it subsist on the Lachus of the ground. He didn't water it. So it's last year's crap, maybe it's Nageya Maisasheni, Maiserani, whatever. Umutorin Bishvias. And if it's 6-7, then it's a sixth year, it's a sixth year vegetable. Now, Mutorin can have two meanings, and now everybody's familiar. Oh no, maybe not. So according to the Rambam Shita, that you have a problem of Sfichin, any vegetable that was picked in the seventh year is going to be usur because of Sfichin, even if it grew mainly in year six. So this is literally Mutarin B'Shvias. You're allowed to eat it. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, but Mutarin is even more intense than not having Kedusha Shvias. It's Mutar to eat. There's no Issa Sfichin. It's a sixth year onion. According to the Rash, that we Paskin like, that if it started growing the sixth year, so even if it's a seventh year vegetable, because it was picked the seventh year and it has Kedusha Shvias, but there's no Isser Svichin, as long as it started growing in the sixth year, so Mutarin here means it does not have Kedusha Shvias. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, because you don't go Basel Lakita in this case. It's Ois Yerek. You made it, by not watering it for 30 days, you took away its Yerek kite, and therefore, it's a sixth-year thing. And Mutarin, according to the Rash, means no Kedusha Shvias. According to the Rambam, it's more literal. It's mutar to eat, no Svichin. The Yimlav, but if you didn't, then it's a regular vegetable. And Asurim B'Shvias, Umis Asrim L'Shana Haba. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how that works. But that's the basic shot in the Mishnah. Why do we talk about only these two vegetables? What's so special about them? So Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says that it's the derech to do it to these vegetables. If you do it to other vegetables, we apply the rule of batla daita yetzel kaladam. You can't change something's status because you act in a crazy way. That's called batla daita yetzel kaladam. But these is the derech to do it, and we certainly know from the Pul HaMitzri that its status is rather ambivalent. The truth is like this. According to Rav Shimon Shazuri, which we learned the last couple of weeks, Pul HaMitzri is always, even though it's a vegetable, but Pul HaMitzri could always be last year's crop without being Monei Amayim. So it must be talking about, according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, he was Zoreya, it's specifically Liyarko. If you remember, you could be Zoreya, Pul HaMitzri, Lazaro, or Liyarko. So it's talking about that you were Zoreya, the Pul HaMitzri Liyerek. This is spoken out by the Mefarshi Yerushalmi. And so according to Shimon Shazuri, you were Zoreya at Liyerek. And therefore, you say, oh, but if he was Moinei Amayim from it, he made it Ois Yerek. But if you were Zoreya at Lazaro for the seed, you know, to eat the pods, as we, not the pods, either, but to eat the Pul HaMitzri, to eat the pulum itself, then you don't need to be Moinei Amayim. If Shimon Shazuri holds, you always go Bosa Hashrosha. It's like Orez Vedolchen. And according to the Tanakama, if you learn in the Tanakama like those Mefarshim, that even if you're Zareya at Lazera, it always has a din of Yerek. It's a Yerek, you go Bosa Lakita. So according to the Tanakama, the Mishnah is always necessary. You always have to be Manei Amayim to change its din. Okay.
What?
It's Meiser is the coming year.
7th year?
No, that's other years. And Shvius is no Meiser, rather. Tzatzim Abba means if you went from 2 to 3, then you would give Meiser Oni. Or if you went from 3 to 4, you would give Meiser Sheni. Okay. Now. Okay, Ziyimla, Mesasim Lashon Haba. We go to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and Noiz Vod, Vishel Baal, meaning if it's growing in a field, that the field really, he doesn't water this field. You know, the state Baal means it grows crops that, it grows, I guess, grain. It doesn't need irrigation. Or maybe it's in a valley. It's in a valley. A state Baal means you don't have to irrigate it. It's in a valley and it collects the rainwater and the ground stays very, that's called a state Baal, as opposed to a state base hashlochim. You come across in Shas a state base hashlochim which needs irrigation, and a state base habal, generally it's enough made geshamim. So now if you have your rukos growing in a state base habal, they also need more watering than Dagon, let's say, this is what the Mufarshim explain, they're still Yerakos, but nowhere near as much as a Yerek in a state base Hashalchen. So it still needs somewhat Hashka'a Meruba, but to a much lesser degree. So therefore, to say, oh, I'm not watering this Yerek, it gives a different shear, which comes out to be more than 30 days. Because you anyway don't water it so much, it's in a state base Habal. The word Baal is because the Gemara in Tainus refers to Gishamim as the Baal of the earth, Revia, Baal, and that's why, that's a way to remember it. So, stay base Baal means it's like enough for rainwater. But you do add watering to a Yerek, even in a stay base Baal, so therefore, Shemona Mehem Mayim Shtei Onos, you refrain from watering it for two periods in which you would have ordinarily watered it. It's more than 30 days, that's the point. 3 periods that you would have ordinarily watered it. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. And again, wait, I saw, I didn't have time to look it up, that the Rishas is Chaylik on the Rashi, and he says this could apply to anything. Let me see if I could quickly see, does he say that? No, I don't. I saw somewhere that I didn't, the person didn't look it up. No, I can't, I don't know. Anyway, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says Dafka, these are also Butler died here to call over. Basically. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Mahu Betzel and Hasri. At the very end? Vahinu B'Shanah, why, where do you see that? What? Vahinu B'Shanah Sheinu Shol Shvias, the Shvias like a Maisri. The Ramasco pull Hamitzri, he says. I will put him. What do you see? Oh, he brings Rashi, but Ladai. The name Dvar Velo Nachonim, this is incorrect. So, the Ferish Karsina Beperek Hakoides, the Kizbar Nami, O Ilo Lomanias Mayim. The Dami Lepul HaMitzri Mamish. It's hard to say what he means. Maybe he's just arguing with Rashi that there are no other Yerakos that are like that. It doesn't, is he arguing with the concept? Okay, it's not clear. The Rishas is Chaylik. I would say offhand it's not clear if he's Chaylik that Batla Daito is possible here or not. Or he just holds, Rashi says no other vegetables. Guess what? There is another vegetable. Cow's born. Okay, something to go into with. We ever go into the, okay? Okay. We're not going into it. I mean, it's certainly because it's not, oh, it is Nageya Shemitah, Estes. It is Nageya, certainly it's Nageya Shemitah. It's Nageya Shemitah, other vegetables. Okay? We're not going into it. Now, B'Tzelen HaSrisim, exactly what does it mean? Elaine B'Tzlaya Kufraya, village onions. They say village grown onions. Pnei Moshe says, so again, the loy obden zera, they don't produce seeds. So again, but the machlekas mefarshei hamishnah is whether it's a min of onion or whether you did it to the onion to make it into that. So, okay, let's go back to Shemona mehemayim shloshim yom. Omer avmona,
Mikivin Shemona Mehemaim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Nasu Kabal. Now,
here we have to take a step back
and learn a little Bavli, because the Yerushalmi, there's a Bavli. If you have in the back, oh, in the back, if they have it, I don't know. Yudalat Amalala for Rosh Hashanah. We have to learn that. And there's a Gemara we're going to learn now. There's two Pshatim in Rashi. What's Pshat in the Gemara in Bavli? And the Yerushalmi that we just learned, these two lines, is the second Pshat in Rashi. Okay, so let's see. As I said, Yerik go basa lakita. And it's a function of the watering habits. So exactly how is it a function of the watering habits? So Tanya, that Yudal Ramal Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yisrael Glili Oymer, bas b'chol mi garnecho mi yikvecha, ma garn v'yekem yuchad and shegedei lal meishana sha'ovra. Its main growth, its main sustenance, its main growth is based on the previous year's rains, the previous year's rains or waterings, whatever. Therefore, misasrim l'shana sha'avra, you follow garen v'yekev, you follow a third of its growth. So you follow the last year's growth, right? When there's a choice, so you follow last year's growth because it grew by meishana sha'avra. So that's Goren V'yekev. So that's the prototype. Av kol shegedelin al meishana sha'avra, misasrim l'shana sha'avra. Yotzu yirokos shegedelin al meishana habo'o. We actually saw this a few weeks ago. We weren't 100% sure what it means. Rashi says, you're always watering it up to the time when you pick it. Hainu shnas l'kitosan, Rashi says. Sherei gozes in osa, v'chozeres u'gudela. You're always, like, then it grows another crop, it grows more. Kitza, apparently, the shnas l'kita is generally, I don't know how hard and fast a rule this is, you know, I guess if you watered it for the last time in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then you run right after Havdalah on Rosh Hashanah, you pick it. I guess it's not going to be true. But I guess generally, the main growth of the Yerek, you're constantly watering it. And it needs that water. So therefore, it's always Lashanah. The year of the Lakita, usually, that's the year that the most Choshava rain, the most Choshava Hashkoa, we'll call it. The most Choshava Hashkoa of the Yerek is the year that it's picked. That's where Rabbi Yisrael Glili looks at it. Rabbi Kiva says it a different way. The prototype is Garn V'yekev, but he says the prototype in a different way. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Glili said the prototype is G'delin al Meishana She'ovra, so Misasrin L'shana She'ovra, the year of its growth. Mashenken Yerek is G'delin al Meishana Habo'o, so it's Misasrin al Pishana Habo'o. So Rabbi Kiva says the prototype this way. Goren V'yekev is G'delin al Rov Mayim. It's enough rainwater. Misasrin L'shana She'ovra. So of course, G'delin al Rov Mayim, Misasrin L'shana She'ovra. That's how he says. The prototype is Goren V'yekev, which rainwater is enough, and you follow the previous year. So Yerokos, Yotsu Yerokos, Mashenken Yerokos, rainwater is not enough. Shegedelin al Kol Mayim. And therefore, Misasrin L'shana Habo. My Beinayhu. Our Mishnah. So that's the Ika Beinayu. What's the Ika Beinayu? So there's two Pshatim in Rashi, the opposite of each other. Okay. Let's go. The first Pshat in Rashi is not like the Yerushalmi we just learned. The first Pshat in Rashi is, you were Menei Mayim for 30 days, and you picked it right after Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, it was G'delin al Meishana She'ovra. Like in that case, you ran out right after Havdalah, and you picked it. So Lamaisa, so you could play around. That's how the Gemara understands, according to the first Pshat in Rashi. That according to Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, was it Gadol al Meishana She'ovra, or was it Gadol al Meishana Habo? So if you were Menei Mayim for 30 days, and then you right away picked it after Rosh Hashanah, so it was Gadol al Meishana She'ovra. What's the point of the Menei Mayim for 30 days is not clear to me. It's not clear to the Chazon Ish. It's not clear to the Ziv HaYom. Apparently, there's enough, if you watered it within 30 days, it grows, we look at it as having its significant hashka'ah even after Rosh Hashanah from the lachos of the ground. That's what the Chazon Ish says, apparently. So that's how you look at it. But don't get too excited, because according to the second Pshat and Rashi, everything's going to be flipped around. So according to the first Pshat and Rashi, oh, it was G'daylan al-Mei Shana Sha'avra, because he didn't water it for 30 days. But according to Rabbi Akiva, when you look at this species is Gadol al-Kol Mayim, right? It's a species that's Gadol al-Kol Mayim. You didn't make it magically into a different species, according to this Pshat and Rashi. And therefore, it's still Mesasim Abba. So again, the Gemara says that the din of our Mishnah is dependent on Rabbi Yosef Glid and Rabbi Akiva's view of how Goren V'Yekiv is the prototype to determine whether you follow last year or in the coming year. And that's how Rashi says it. Then he brings on a second pshat. And you'll see that the Yerushalmi is the second pshat. The Yerushalmi we just learned, which said the following words. One line. That being by being my Ne'am Mayim from it, you made it into a product of a base habal. Right? What was the lashon of Yerushalmi? The lashon of Yerushalmi is kibbutz shemona mehem mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah naasu kabal. It becomes like the produce of a rainwater field. So therefore, it's misasra lashana sheover. What's the second pshat in Rashi? Matter of fact, the other way around. Rabbi Kiva holds that by being my ne'am mayim for 30 days, you made it into like. You changed its species. You made it Isieric. You made it into a Gadol al-Rov Mayim. You didn't water it for 30 days, so now you made it into a Gadol al-Rov Mayim. You treated it like that. Again, you have to remember that these Yerokos, it helps me to remember that it's the Derech to do this. So these Yerokos suffice without heavy watering. It's like you made it into a base habal, a rainwater field. So you made it into such a species that's Gadol al Rov Mayim, because you didn't give it the extra watering, right? Rov Mayim means no extra watering. Kol Mayim means extra irrigation. So by not watering it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you made it into Rov Mayim, not Kol Mayim. Mashenkein, like the Biesi Haglili, so then we say like the Kasha before. What do we care that I was Menea Mayim from it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? But it's still, I'm not sure how to say it, because I don't really understand it. It's still Gadol al Shana HaShabah. I don't know why, maybe like the basic Lili, we look at it as the species, I don't quite understand the basic Lili's viewpoint.
That it generally grows.
Al Meishon Shabbat.
Yeah.
That's what Yitzhak Lili's view. So he didn't water it for 30. It's like saying, what do we care what happened before Rosh Hashanah? The point is, it's G'daylan al Meishon Shabbat. What do we care that he didn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? What? I don't know. It's not clear to me what you have to do. Those are the two pshatim here in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. I mean, I can go through the Ziv Hayom that discusses it extensively. I don't think it's... Here, Kuflamet Vav, Kuflamet Zayin. They are growing from the lachos hakarka of the shnas halakita. The nimtzu shegedelin al meishana shabo'o. Avol tvu v'kitni yisk shemavien shlish lo yomkim tu milachos hakarka. Because the nature of vegetables is that they're gedelin al meishana shabo'o, and they'll get their growth, the choshava growth is still from the meishana haboy, even if you were menehemayim for 30 days. The truth is, the Ritva learns, more sharply. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's not totally a Menias Mayim before Rosh Hashanah. Plain and simple. But even according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, maybe this is the way we'll go, just to make it the most logical. That according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's totally if you watered it after Rosh Hashanah. What do we care if you, what you did before Rosh Hashanah? We just look at, did you water it after Rosh Hashanah? That's the, like Rabbi Yisrael Glili will also hold up the Mishnah's differentiation, I guess, but it won't be the Mishnah. The Mishnah differentiates whether or not you watered it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that's not relevant. It's relevant what you did after Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Ritva on Rosh Hashanah says that. Avol Moron B'Maisris, that's the Chazanish. Kosav, the Lamai de Mokmina Krebi Akiva, the Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Afilu Mona Mayim Lamed Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Holchen Achar Shana Sheba'o, no matter what. Why don't you just say it's not relevant? The Sarchleimed, the Sforos Moron Zali means the Chazanish, what's Nagel in Yanenu in Yerushalmi? We're learning Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Omer Abmono, Mikibit Shmonim Hemayim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Na'asu Kabah. So that's certainly Rabbi Akiva words. Rabbi Akiva holds the prototype of Goren V'Yekev is Rov Mayim or Kol Mayim. Goren V'Yekev is Rov Mayim, Ovar. Kol Mayim, Lahabah. That's why the Esrog is different. Right? That's why Esrogim is a problem in year number 7. Because if you picked it after Rosh Hashanah, and Esrogim are Gedalin al Kol Mayim, because they need a lot of water, so Esrogim you go Basel Akita. So in the year of Shemitah, the Esrogim have to be picked before Rosh Hashanah. I mean, if you don't want any problems. If they're picked after Rosh Hashanah, when do they usually pick Esrogim? I don't know.
They usually pick before, anyway.
They usually anyway
pick the Shemitah, usually...
They for sure pick it before. Then the eighth year is the problem. The eighth year, they got to pick it after Rosh Hashanah. But the Esrog is a suffix.
No.
It's a suffix anyway. But that's why there's a mandiyomer. I just wanted to speak out that by Esrog there's a mandiyomer, a tana, that you go basa lakita. Because Esrog is godel al kol mayim. That's why the Esrog is different. And maybe all citrus fruits. There are achronim, rishonim really, that talk about all citrus fruits. Lemon, grapefruits, oranges. Might have that shita that you go basa lakita because it's godel al kol mayim. Al-Kupon. According to Rabbi Akiva, the prototype of Goren V'Yekev is Godel al-Kol Mayim or Rov Mayim. And by being Monea Mayim, Shloshim Yom Kodem Rosh Hashanah, you've turned it into a Rov Mayim species. And that's the words of the Yerushalmi. Harei Ein Kebab. They're like the produce, the product of a Sdei Baal. You made it into a Sdei Baal produce. So that's the second Pshat and Rashi. Because according to the first Pshat and Rashi, these words are not relevant. According to the first Pshat and Rashi, it's Rabbi Yisrael Glili that holds a valid Mishnah. Because there's nothing to do with Baal or not Baal. It's Meishana Sheavra, Meishana Haba. It's not a question of Baal or not Baal, which is the Rov Mayim, Kol Mayim differentiation. So the Yerushalmi is like the second Pshat and Rashi. Okay, when you learn Rosh Hashanah, you'll say Pshat and both Pshatim and Rashi. What?
And Esrog is probably only in Shemal Shana, so it's
going to
get nourished
in
as long as
you've been
on the tree.
Okay, I don't want to learn about Esrog now. I'm sorry I brought it up. I wanted to show you how real this Godel al Kol Mayim is. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Kol Mayim Rov Mayim, and that gives birth to the Shita that by Esrog you go Basel Akita, even though it's a fruit. What are you going Basel Akita for? Because it's Godel al Kol Mayim, it's a unique fruit. Okay, let's go right into the Gemara. Rabbi Yoina boy, Lamafreya, there's a vav there, Mayu Shami, I guess. Let's see, they changed the gear, so yeah, there's a change in gear, so yeah. Lamafreya hunasa zera. Or, we take out the word Zairo, we'll go with that Girsa, the Rishas takes it out. Oh, Mikana Laba. Okay. Mikana Laba. So, is it Lamafreo Mikana Laba? So, the Poshet Pshat, the words are, Does it start being a zera from the beginning of the 30 days? I'm sorry. Does it start being like a... Does it change its halacha? Does it change its classification? Yerek goes basal lakita. This became now like a product of Shnei Beis Habaal. Does that happen in the beginning of the 30 days? From the beginning of the 30 days? Or from the end of the 30 days? Now the Gemara asks, Manofik Binayim, what's the difference? In other words, the Gemara understands at this point that, like you're asking, if you picked it before the end of 30 days, So the Gemara says, so what's the difference? If you picked it before Rosh Hashanah, so then whether you go Basar Lakita or Basar, or it's all the same year. So what's the difference? So that's why the Gemara asks Manofik Binayim, what's the difference? The question is, does it happen in the beginning of the 30 days or at the end of the 30 days? So what's the difference? You mean if you, beginning of the 30 days means you started and then you picked it right away. So there's no difference. The question seems to be, does this happen from the beginning of the 30 days or from at the end of the 30 days? So the Gemara doesn't understand the question. What does that mean? If you picked it before the end of the 30 days, then there's no difference. So the Gemara says, this is the case. Lokat petoch shloshim, he picked it within 30 days. Ula'achar shloshim, and some of the crop he picked within 30 days, and some of the crop he picked after 30 days. So there's taka no difference what year. You know, each one, there's no difference. The difference is whether we look at them as two minim. One is a yerek, and one is not a yerek, or whether we consider them the same min. In Tamil Lamafreya Hunasa Zera, if this crop becomes like Lashonish Avra, okay, like Kitnis, if it becomes like Kitnis Lamafreya, so then it's all the same thing. Then even what you picked before the end of the 30 days, like you picked part of the crop before the end of the 30 days. So if it's Lamafreya, it's like you made the whole crop into a kitnis, we'll call it.
But that stuff was, at what point did you stop watering it?
30 days before Rosh Hashanah.
So if you picked them 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, you weren't running out of 30 days.
So the Gemara is looking at the whole crop. The Gemara is saying if you did it Lamafreya, then this crop became ois. That's the Gemara's side of the Gemara.
How does it become ois yerek? This particular, if when you picked it, it's been watered within the past 30 days.
You don't look at each particular plant. That's what I'm saying. You look at the crop. That's the Gemara's side. And therefore, if you go to Mafreya, that's really the shayla. If you go to Mafreya, meaning that this crop, now that 30 days went by and you didn't water this crop, so it's like you picked some early. You don't look at each particular plant. But it's taka no nafkamina, as the Gemara is saying, enechanami, there's no nafkamina.
For the year,
the nafkamina is whether you could be ma'aser zeh al zeh. Yeah. In other words, if it's l'mafreya, so then ma'aser mi zeh al zeh. The din is you can't be ma'aser from one min on another min. The Gemara says it's one min. If it's l'mafreya, it's one min. But in tima mikanu l'habo, but if you say that it's only mikanu l'habo, meaning it's from the end of the 30 days, what exists at the end of the 30 days, that becomes like a kitnis. So then this is like a kitnis. What you pick before the end of 30 days is a yerek. So ein ma'asrin mizal zeh. So it's like two different minim. And ein ma'asrin mizal zeh. Let's look at the marafulda, just to say it again. Lokat tok shloshim yom shel maniyas hamayim. Ulach shloshim yom hanu achar maniyas hamayim. Imamet l'mafreya misho shehizkil limnoa mehen na'asu zera. Af olsen shebetok shloshim yom na'asu zera hashto l'mafreya. Uma'asrin mizal zera. V'mikanu lahabo v'aynu olsen lach shloshim yom hen zera. Ubetok shloshim is yerek. V'ein ma'asrin mizal zera she'enon min echot. Okay, let's go back to it. Let's start the next Mishnah.
You had mentioned earlier about, let's say you stop 15 days before Rosh Hashanah and don't water 15 days after Rosh Hashanah. It won't happen. It has to be 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. No, you have 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. 30 days without water. It's simply turned into a bain bavli.
Oh, that's...
If you do 30 days without water,
we're going...
it's right on Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, that would have been enough to be an answer to the Gemara. Could have said, shift it over, and now don't water it for 30 days straight on Rosh Hashanah. When you pick it after now, do some of them go with the previous year?
Are you asking? I'm not.
No, early on, when you mentioned it, when you read the Mishnah.
Yeah. What happens if it's... apparently, when the year shifts, it has to have changed its status.
That's
all I understand.
Right.
The shift in status has to be by Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Now, really, from now on, we get back into Shemitah, really fully, with this Mishnah. Hadiluin Shekimon Lazera. So the Luwin is also very ubiquitous throughout Shas. A gourd, it looks like a pumpkin, a gourd, whatever. It's not the squash, gourd. What do you say it is? What's today's definition of the Luwin? Not a cucumber, that's for sure. What? Yeah. He has a picture here of like a Dalas Yavonis, like a long nose and a round thing at the end of the long nose. And the art scroll always says gourd, G-O-U-R-D. Okay, so Dulu and Shekima Lazera, what they do many times is they leave it in the ground until the Zeroim dry up, and he wants to just replant it. He wants to use it for Zeroim. He doesn't want to use it as food. And the Deluim dry up and become not Roi Lachilas Adam when you do this. And as if you leave it in the ground after it's finished growing, so as it stays in the ground, the seeds dry, and you want to use them for replanting, and the Deluim themselves become not Roi Lachila. The motive really isn't important. The din of the Mishnah is the second phrase. In Hukshulu Fnei Rosh Hashanah, V'nifsalu Me'ochel, if before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, they became not Roy Lachilas Odom, but it's still Roy Lachilas Behema, is important. That's why we're talking about Kedusha Shvius. Something we're going to have later on in the Masechta, Hashem, that something that's not, even Michael Behema, has Kedusha Shvius, even if it's not Roi La'odam. Although there might be a difference, we'll see in a moment, there might be a difference if it was never Roi La'odam, or if it was Roi La'odam and got spoiled, which we're talking about. But for the moment, we'll assume, like most Mefarshei HaMishnah, that's the reason we're even talking about whether or not it has Kedusha Shvius, even though the case we're talking about is that it's not Roi La'chilas Adam, is that it's Michael Behema. It is Roy. V'nifsalu me'oichel means from human oichel, but it's still Roy l'meichel behema. But the point is, when Rosh Hashanah came, it was already not meichel adam, and it's getting hotter and hotter as it stays in the ground. So mutu l'kaimon b'shvius, meaning it does not have kedusha shvius. Mutu l'kaimon, according to the Rash, means you want to keep it for zera. On Shemitah, you're not allowed to store things. One of the dinim of Shemitah is la'ochla v'loy la'hefseid, la'ochla v'loy la'schayra, and la'ochla v'loy la'oitzar. You can't store in a storehouse. You can't store, even if your purpose in storing is to keep it for the eighth year, to plant. Storage is a form of schayra. Or at least it's not la'ochla. We'll have many, many cases later on in the Masechta. So, Mutta l'kaimon means it does not have, that's a way of saying it does not have Kedusha Shvius. The reason it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius in this case is because since it became no longer Roy L'Oichel Odom in Shishis, and it keeps, it's like it was picked in Shishis. That's how the Mefarshim explained it. It's staying in the ground is now purposeless. If it already reached that point that it became so hard that it's not roi l'achilas odam in year 6, so it's like it was picked in year 6, just like we know that there's a shitas rishonim, and I'm not sure how it stems with this Mishnah, I'll be honest with you. We know that there's a shitas rishonim that if it's no longer growing, then it's like it was picked, right? We have a shitas rishonim throughout Shas, that even if it was picked in a different year, but if there's no more growth, it's sitting there. There's no more growth. You go bust of the year that it finished its growth. You don't need the act of lakita. That's a machlekes rishonim. And this Mishnah is really mashma to me that you need the act of lakita, except in this case, where not only it's not growing anymore, but it's already, it's been ruined. It stayed in the ground. Now it's getting harder and harder. So it already turned so hard that it's not roi l'maychal adam anymore. So that's certainly like it was picked already. And that's the lashon of all the mefarshim here. So it was like it was picked in the 6th year. And that's why it's a 6th year fruit. This deluin is a yerek. Yerek, you go bosa lakita. But this is like it was nilkat in year 6. If it stayed in the ground to the point where it became not roi l'maychal adam anymore, it was picked already. It's called it was picked. And it's a 6th year yerek, therefore. And mutta l'kaimon means you can therefore store it. Because you can't store things with kedusha shvius. So mutta l'kaimon b'shvius. According to the Rambam, it's even better. According to the Rambam, if it would be a 7th year crop, even though it started growing in shishus, it would be svichin. And this is a very important din. According to the Rambam, svichin not only is also b'achila, but you're not allowed to let it sit there. You have to destroy it. Oh, no, you're not allowed to destroy it. What?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like the Rambam says that.
You're looking at the Perish Mishnayos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Rambam Yerach HaZalka. You look at the Rambam Yerach HaZalka, you'll see what I'm talking about. The Rambam holds that Tzvichin, I take it back, you're not allowed to you have to pick it, and you have to leave. A lot of Tzvichin you're not allowed to destroy. If it has Kedusha Shvius, you have to be careful with Tzvichin. Tzvichin is tricky. You could have things that are also bachila, but if we paskin svichin is only in this of derabbanan, so it has kedusha shvius, and you're not allowed to destroy it because of the din of lachlo v'loy lahefsid. So if it has kedusha shvius and it's svichin, and according to the Rambam you can't eat it, which is extremely common according to the Rambam, I saw in that sefer put out by the Machon that Mordechai Eliyahu really tells people to be makbid on the shitas of Rambam. We shouldn't be so. My understanding is that the totally normative halacha is to be soimach on the rash, and the chazanish pushed the rash, that as long as it started growing in year 6, there's no isser svichin. You'll have kedusha shvius if it was picked the 7th year, but it will be mutter to eat. It won't have the isser svichin. I saw not safe in the footnote, Mordechai Eliyahu tells people to be chayshish for the shittas Rambam and not to eat it. But I can point me not to destroy it either. That's the tricky thing. Because lachav loy lahefsid. Al kaponim, so the Rambam learns quite literally, mutta l'kaimon means you can let it stay there. According to the Rambam, you're not allowed to let svichin grow. You have to, it's also l'kaimon, more literally. According to the Rash, mutta l'kaimon means you're allowed to store it. It doesn't have kedusha shvius, and mutta l'kaimon. But according to everybody, according to most, according to virtually all the mefarshim, the point is that if it became not roi l'achilas odom, it's like it was picked already. The being in the ground is totally not relevant. It's just getting worse and worse. And therefore, it's like it was picked, and therefore it's a shita. There is a shita in an achron that, and this nagea, that when do we say that things that are roi l'maychol behema have kedusha shvius? It's only if l'chatchila, it's animal food. But if it's something that was roi l'odom, and this is a huge nafkamina, something that was, this is very nagerity, practical hilcha shmita. If something was roi l'odom and got ruined, and it got, then if it got ruined, then even if it's still roi l'maychol behema, it does not have kedusha shvius any longer. Once it got ruined, and obviously there's huge nafkaminas in your kitchen, if things are not roi l'oichel. But that's how, so he learns in this Mishnah that mutta l'kaimon b'shvius is because it does not have kedusha shvius, because it's not roi l'achilas adam. Not the way most learn, virtually all, that it doesn't have kedusha shvius because it's like it was picked in shishis. That's how most live. It's like it was picked in Shishas. He learns it doesn't have to be different Shvias because it's not Roy Loi Chaladam. The Gemara is all over that you don't need Roy Loi Chaladam. He said that's Me'ikara. But if it got ruined, that's worse already. Okay, let's...
So is it like the other Shishas is like being tormented?
I'm sorry?
It's like he was tormented? It's like he was...
located. It's like he was located in Shishas.
And then buried him.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 6-year crop. Doesn't have to do shviyas. So now he could store it. He can use it for zera. Shviyas produce you cannot use for zera. La'ochla v'loy lahefzer, la'ochla v'loy lazera. You can't take a shviyas thing and use its seeds to replant. That's not a proper use of shviyas fruit. Shviyas fruit must be eaten.
What does it do with seeds?
With what?
Edible seeds.
Zaroyne gino she'eno ne'echolim. We're going to have that. Is that right? It's edible seeds you throw out. Unless they're royal, if they're royal abaynah. I think it's the Chazan Ish. I don't remember anymore. Chazan Ish says if you don't have behemoths, like in a place where there are no behemoths, you can just throw it out. Like you don't have to watch things that are royal abaynah if there are no behemoths around.
How do you find out behemoths? Across the hill at fast.
What do you mean? Here, in Ramat Beit Shemesh.
Across the hill from the river.
In Sorrow, there's behemoths, you mean?
No, across the Ramat Beit Shemesh, across the below stream.
I don't know. It's a good question. That's why everybody's going to have such a good time next year. Yes, what are you going to do? That's why there are like hundreds of shilas that come up. Because it's so new to us, Rosh Shemitah, that the Taka hundreds of shadows come up. And that's why people, you know, I was talking, you know, like a big shot on Tuesday, but you're gonna see, it's gone, the easiest thing in the world is to just get stuff without Kedusha Shvius. That's why people, I was talking, you know, but the truth is it's hard. It's very hard. Of course we're not used to it and so many shilas come up. It's very hard. It is hard. The shilas, it's hard, you know, let's make it not hard. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the dynamic. That's the way it's supposed to be. Kedusha Shvius. You're not supposed to make an end run around Kedusha Shvius. It's not right. The real cultural divide against the Het Mechira is because it just negated the whole Shemitah. Like made the whole thing into it. The technicality was it's a joke and they're not Soy Mechdas and you're Oyvah Loi Sechonim and this and that and the other thing. The conceptual thing is that you're really just getting rid of Shvius. Now the truth is, I lived in Yerushalayim Le Shemitah. And if you saw me on the Badats, I didn't know which. I'm not a farmer, so I also didn't know which meter. I just saw me on the Badats, and it was Goyish, you know, saw me on the Beis Yosef, that's Goyish stuff, and I also didn't know which meter, but at least I wasn't a farmer. It was just Nagei and my consumption of it. They were Oika like the whole, Het Mechira is like Oika the whole Shemitah. Like the whole Shemitah. So that's, okay. Let's go back to this. Anyway, so it's hard. It's hard. It is hard to deal with things with Kedusha Shvius. I didn't mean to, you know, that's what we're trying to overcome. You want to know where I'm holding with my meetings? I can't say their names yet, but there are some very, much more chashuv rabbanim than I am, have agreed in theory, but they can't be seen in bed, pardon the expression, with anybody with a kippah sruga. That's right. Everybody claims they would be, but they'll be shechted. So I'm looking for the guy that's going to do the shechting. Because everybody claims I'm really okay with it, but they'll kill me. So who's, like, I don't know who's going to do the killing. Because everybody, but we have some Chashuv Rabbanim that in theory are maskim. So now, like, I have to be diplomatic for the next couple of weeks. And, you know, you have to lie to this one. You have to, you know, play a game and hopefully things will work out. Mr. Shem, it's moving. I'm still pessimistic, but it moved a little forward. I got a positive reaction from certain, you know, we're talking only American, English-speaking Kehillah, so I'm not even going to bother with anybody else. But they're theoretically Maskim, except Okay. So we'll see. If you know anybody that wants a job next year as a mashgiach to follow the food chain, we're certainly going to have our own mashgiach in place. So that's, if you know anybody that wants to do that, so we have a job for him. Okay. We'll see if it works out.
This following the food chain, this person heard that phrase.
What?
But this was a problem. When I came last week when I moved here. And you buy, a guy in the street has a bunch of assortments. Then it has who knows what on it. But that's everything. How do I know he didn't buy it from someone?
Yeah, it's very, the hashgach is very difficult. There was a big scandal last week that the Bedatz was storing their stuff in the same storage house as Hetta Mechira.
So?
No, they buy their stuff from Arabs. Mechira, Arabs, but Arabs' lands. So, are you kidding?
It gets mixed up.
I'll tell you.
Is it ever labeled?
Anyway, labels. Hashgachas are only as good as the weakest link of the chain.
Okay,
let's go. But really, I was very... a little room for optimism. Who, the Arabs?
No, if you have two out of share, right?
Yeah. It certainly will jack up the price, yeah. But, so what? You're not paying for the fruit anyway. You're paying for the labor. Okay. So there's, okay, the Imlah Vasul kind of Bishvius. The Imlah, but if they didn't harden to this degree before Rosh Hashanah, then Osir Lekaimon Bishvius. Then Osir Lekaimon means you're now in a store and it has to do Shvius. That's the point. It's a Yerik, you go Basil Lekita. If it didn't harden Mayochel Odom before Rosh Hashanah, then it wasn't Milkat in the previous year, so it's Milkat in the seventh year, and therefore you can't store it. You can't store it. So that's what it means, also the kind of b'shvias. It's just a fancy way of saying it has to do with b'shvias. Hatmoro shalohem. They have, I don't know, they have, what's to say, the wampshat tomorrows is the buds of the gourd before they blossom resemble dates. And apparently it's edible. Okay? Another pshat is that it's like lulavim come up and they're edible. Like little shoots of lulavim come up. I refer you to Felix to see exactly what we're talking about.
Eat hearts of palm.
Yeah. So al kaponim atmarshal and asuras bishvias, they don't harden together with the gourd. So the chiddush is they're not bottled to the gourd. They have their own status. So even if the gourd did harden, but atmarshal and asuras bishvias. I'm skipping the next part of the Mishnah. That's already a very chashva inyan that we'll learn next week about watering. Very super duper nogeya about watering fields on Shvius. To what degree you can water them, to what degree you can't water them, when can you, when can't you. That's the next three lines of the Mishnah. Let's just learn the Gemara now on the Mishnah that we did learn. Lomali hukshu afilu lo hukshu nami. Very difficult Gemara, this line of Gemara, the Pnei Moshe, everybody has their own pshat. We'll go with the Pnei Moshe, the way it's explained by the Ziv Hayom, that the Gemara just means to, you take the easy way out, the Gemara just means to ask, why did the Mishnah say two things? Im hukshu v'nifsalu. The point is the nifsalu. We don't really care about hukshu. The whole reason of the hukshu is the it's not roi l'achila, so just say nifsalu me'achal adam. Lomali hukshu, afilu lo hukshu, so to speak. The point is, it's nifsalu. That's the point. The Gra has an interesting girsa here. Lomali hukshu, lomali hukshu, I forget, there's no time. Yeah, but he learns differently. It's somewhere by Rikas. The Gra has his own pshat here. But, okay, we won't learn it. Maybe we'll see it next week, I don't know. We'll see. We'll just go back. The Mikivan Shehukshu, the Gemara answers like Enochanabi, really. According to the Pnei Moshe, it's like, my time of Kamar. You'll have in the Bavli. Like, and the Gemara says, my time of Kamar. My time of Hukshu. M'mesh, Nifsalu Lachilu Sodom. That's the Gemara there. Mikivan Shehukshu, Nasu Kishar Gizori Gineshena Necholim. And that's what it means. That the reason is that, it's like my time of Kamar. Ketzer Uboidek, how do you see if it's hard or not? You put something. How do the women see if a cake's baked already? You put a pin in it. In this acha, but oh no, there they look if there's liquid on it. Here it means you pierce it and you see if it closes up. also, then it's not totally dried yet, if it closes up. But if it's the hole stays there, then it's totally dried up. And v'imla mutter. Rav Yoina butzaria oimer karmulin. This is the leaves of the gourd. Pturin min amayser, because they're never fit to eat. Hodo de tamar actually osu duluin. I didn't like the way that sounded. That sounded like my boss. Hodo de tamar actually osu diluin before the gourds have been produced. Avalim osu diluin kiyere came, then the leaves become edible. Man, oh no, Hoiri Rabbi Yossi, that's the gear we're going to go with. Bilin ole kol kasaya, the leaves of this type of plant. Also, likmos man mayim, you can't use it as a cup to drinking water. A lot of times they use big leaves as a way of sipping water. But neishat savoin ochel also, the deer eat them, meaning they are ochel behema. If you use them as receptacles for water, they'll get ruined. So since they have kedusha shviyas, because they're roi for the tzvi to eat, you're not allowed to ruin them by using. In other words, a person, it has a use for it, but not an eating purpose. He's using it as a receptacle. So that he's not allowed to do, since he's ruining it as ochel. We're going to have more about that. But here it says a person can't use something for his own use if it'll ruin it from the meichel behema that it is. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week we'll learn about watering, which is really heavy shvius. Maybe someone, everybody have a car here? It couldn't take me to a later stop because I'm not going to make it.
We're really slowly the next 2 weeks.
What?
We're really slowly the next 2 weeks.
We'll be here.
We'll be here.
You're not going to be here for our meeting. We're meeting.